What was that? I think she got offended and she's off to her mother's place.
Parastu.
Hello, Meran. Come in.
Hello. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Hello.
Hi, Meran.
Isn't he here yet?
He'll be here soon. Did you pick Dad up?
No, I was near the university when you called, so I came straight
all
here.
All right, then he must be stuck in traffic then. I wanted all of you to be here before Mr. Farney gets here so we can be unanimous on what we say to him.
I trust your decision. Do what you think is best, all right?
That must be him.
Hello, sir.
Is it him?
Yes, it's him. Call Dad and see where he is. How are you doing?
Hello.
My brother Meran. Mr. Farney's the person who wants to buy the workshop.
Hello, sir. How are you?
You having a good day?
Not as good as yours. You're the one getting the money today.
Dad's here.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, son.
Welcome.
Hi, Dad.
Hello.
Mr. Farney, this is my father.
Hello.
Take a seat.
I was stuck in traffic.
It's nice to have you here.
Thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Here you go, sir. I prepared the contract.
Aren't we going to a real estate agent?
No, sir. I already discussed that with Mehdi. I didn't get referred by a real estate agent, so why pay them extra money?
But, it will be legal that way.
As long as two witnesses sign this contract, it'll be legal too. It's good to help people out for sure, but not when they haven't done anything. It'll only encourage them to be lazy.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Have some tea.
Hello,
sir.
Thank you very much.
Tea?
No, thank you.
Thank you, Ahmad.
Feel free to cross off anything you don't like, and to add anything you want. You're an experienced man, sir. Have you ever seen a customer like me?
I've seen all sorts of customers.
Why did you close down?
What can I say? The market's filled with imported products, both good quality and poor quality. People go after Chinese products these days. Their feet smell bad, their shoes get damaged, and yet they refuse to buy Iranian shoes. Why? Because it's Iranian.
You got to admit, production with the situation we're in is impossible. If Iranian workers worked properly, we wouldn't be stuck in this mess.
It's not nearly as bad as you think. Many of the products that are manufactured here are superior to their foreign counterparts. Our neighboring countries used to buy things from us before. Iranian shoes were loved by people all over the world. And besides, if everyone thought like that, then there'll be no money left for business. Once our oil supplies finish, our country will go up in smoke.
Listen up, Mehdi. Last year, I wanted to buy a fridge for my office. I bought an Iranian model. They delivered the fridge, we took it out of its box, and saw that the ice tray was broken. I called the factory and told them, hey, you better go find another job. The ice tray in my fridge was broken before it was even delivered. What do you think the customer service rep said? He said, go complain to the CEO. He's the one with the large paycheck. I'm just an employee. He didn't even think that if the factory closes down one day, the CEO would just be transferred to another company, to a larger factory. What would happen to the worker, though? He'd have to go and sit at home. This is what happens. If you're looking at domestic production, you'll have to fight a war with the workers first. Workers in this country compare themselves to CEOs before they're even hired. That's domestic production for you. I suggest you pull out of it, sir. You can use some of the money I'm giving you to import the things you need. You'll make loads of profit from it in just a year. No hassles involved.
What you're saying doesn't apply to all places, however. We've got many factories that are up and running, where the employees, employers, and customers are all very happy. And besides, we're not merchants, we're manufacturers. Our family has been in the manufacturing business for over 50 years.
What you suggested can have losses, too.
That's true. Any kind of business can suffer losses. Seen it many times. But as they say, sir, you've got to be in it in order to win it.
Mary, I ran through it. It's good. It's complete.
Thank you very much.
Here you go, Mehdi. These are the checks.
Thank you.
What are you thinking about? I've written up 200 million tomans as an upfront payment. You can get it from the bank tomorrow. A 500 million check is written for the weekend, and the three remaining checks will be paid at the start of the next 3 months. I've said this before, but I'll say it again for you. Just like we agreed. The deal is to my disadvantage. You're getting all your payments without even handing over the property. Keep the contract for now if you want. Once the first check is cleared tomorrow, I'll send someone over to pick it up from you.
Aren't you going to read it, Dad?
No, son. You've read it, haven't you?
Here you go. Here is a pen.
Thank you very much. With your permission, Dad? With your permission, Mr. Farney?
Go ahead. Iran?
Here you go.
Contracts like this are no good. Let us agree on something, sir. I want you to come to the notary to transfer the deed.
How come?
I'll be happier that way.
There's no need for you to worry. Mehdi's signature is my signature.
Mr. Fani, I already told you, there's no need for you to worry. I'll bring Dad to the notary office on the day and he'll sign all the documents himself.
All right. Congratulations. Here you go. You can be the first witness to sign this.
In the name of God.
Yes, Bakshi. Go buy 3 kilos of top quality pastry and bring it here. Get it from the usual place, all right? Hurry up now.
Thank you very much.
I have to tell him everything. So are you going to start a new business, sir?
Well, our intention is to scale down, so we're planning on moving to a smaller place and continue with the same business there.
It's your call.
Are you okay, dear? Do you live close by? You shouldn't stand here, love. It's really hot. You might get heat stroke. What is it?
I want to go see my doctor.
Is the doctor's office close by? Huh? I will go with you, but make sure you call someone to come and get you once you're there. All right?
Thank you very much.
Be careful, love. Hey, is it far? You want me to get you a taxi?
No, it's right there.
There? Is it this one? Be careful. Oh no! What should we do? It's closed! Do you know when they open? Didn't they tell you?
Her secretary's in there.
Sit here for a minute. It doesn't matter. Be careful, love. Sit down. Carefully. Sit here while I go and take a look. There's no one in there. Listen, I'll stay here with you. Call your husband and tell him to come here straight away.
I didn't bring my cell phone.
We can go to the hospital. My son works at the hospital. They know him there. I'll stay with you there while you call someone to come and pick you up. Wait here, I'll go and find a taxi.
Hello?
Mehdi.
Yes, Mom, hi.
Hi, darling. Listen, Paris 2 doesn't like living here. Go and rent a place and go and live there.
What happened, Mom?
Nothing. I'm only human, you know. I'm like a slave here. I have to cook and clean without saying anything. If I say anything, I'm the baddie.
Don't say that. So what should I do now?
No, nothing, dear. I just called to tell you that your wife left the house. Don't come saying I didn't tell you so later on.
Okay, it doesn't matter. But tell me, did anything happen to Paris too?
I don't know. She didn't tell me anything.
All right, don't worry. It's fine. I'll call her. Goodbye.
Someone should tell me off for complaining to him. It's like complaining about a king to his vicar or something.
She left her phone at home.
Try to lean on me, dear. Be careful. Don't be afraid. Don't worry. Everything will be fine. Come sit over here. Be careful. Slow down. Everything will be fine. Sit down here. Sit down. Sit down. Sit. Yes. All right. Are you okay, love? Don't worry. Let me go and see. Sit here until I come back, okay, love? This is what life is like, darling. There are ups and downs for everyone in the world. You need to be very strong, my dear. Don't worry. Hopefully, once the baby is born, you will forget all about this. Once you hold that baby in your arms, you will forget all about your troubles, my dear. Like I said before, my son works in this hospital. We can go in once that patient comes out.
Let's go.
Let's go, love. Get up, darling, get up. It's our turn now. Be careful. Be careful. Come in. Hello, doctor. I'm
Hello?
Sorry, but our patient here isn't feeling very well. Could you take a look at her, please?
Paris 2? What's wrong?
Wonderful. Do you know her?
Yes. What happened?
Well, God had mercy on her. I caught her while she was about to fall while walking out on the street.
Thank you very much. Paris 2, are you okay?
My son also works here too.
Yes, it was very kind of you to bring her.
My son's name is Mr. Ahadi.
Please take her blood pressure, yes. Please take her blood pressure, yes. Thank you very much. Which unit does your son work in?
He works as a cleaner in the cardiac unit. He's just recently been hired.
Hello, Mrs. Majidi. Please bring the portable ultrasound. Thank you. It was very kind of you to bring her here. Just make sure you leave your son's name and phone number at the nurse's station.
Sure.
Thank you.
What a relief. Oh, by the way, her handbag.
Yes, just leave
Thank
it
you
here.
Very much.
Hello, Hi. That patient is pregnant.
Hello.
Hello, have some bread.
Hello, Mom.
Hello, Mehdi. What brings you here? Where's Paristou?
Paristou's home?
Open the door, dear.
Sure.
Thank you.
Oh, I just came here to take my motorbike, that's all. Paristou says hello. Come
in. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Mehdi?
Yes?
Let's have a cup of tea before you go.
No, I don't want to trouble you.
It's no trouble at all. Hey, Mehdi, I wished you'd brought Paristou with you so we could have dinner together.
We'll come by another evening.
You better, darling. Go sit down while I bring you a nice cup of tea.
I don't want to trouble you.
Don't say that. I'll be with you in a minute.
Hello.
Hello, how are you? Good, thank you.
Thank
Congratulations.
You. Thanks so much.
How's our bus?
He's good. He says hi.
Fine.
How are things going?
Thank you. Thanks.
How's Paristou?
Hasn't she called you?
No, she hasn't spoken to me.
Oh, I called her a few times this morning, but she wouldn't answer her phone. I thought that maybe you guys had heard from her.
No, we haven't.
Could you perhaps do me a favor and call Alireza and Zore and see whether or not she's maybe gone to their place?
I spoke to them earlier. She wasn't with him either.
How strange.
Nothing's happened, has it?
No, nothing's happened.
Thank God.
Is something wrong, darling?
No, I was just saying that all the moving has worn me out. I'm sorry we couldn't come by last night.
It's all right, son.
Hello?
I was actually pretty worried.
Where are you?
It's nothing.
Help yourself.
No, I've been ready
Thank
for
you
ages.
Very much. Thank you.
You're welcome, dear. Help yourself.
Thank you very much.
You did
much.
The right thing by coming here. Let me go bring you some fruit. Where are you going? I brought you some fruit.
I'm sorry, I've got a meeting. I've got to pick up Paristou before it gets too late.
But you only just got here. Jafar will be here any minute.
Give him my regards and tell him I'll come see you again soon. Excuse me.
Sure thing.
Bye-bye.
See you.
Did Mehdi leave?
Yes, sweetie. He left his helmet behind.
Mehdi.
Yes?
Hold on a minute. Hello? Hello? Thanks a lot. How are you doing? Yes, yes, he's here. Hold on. One moment, please. I'll call him for you.
Should we put it here, Akram?
I told you he went there. I know what my son's like.
It's Mehdi's mother.
Oh, Mehdi!
Yes?
It's your mother.
My mother? I'm sorry. She probably needs something. Excuse me.
That's
Hello?
Okay.
Your wife stirred up trouble for us and you're off to kiss her hand, are you?
My mom says she's sorry for not coming here last night.
That's okay.
Oh, she says hi.
Say hi.
She says hi as well. Yes, I'm on my way there. Yes, I'm coming there right now.
I don't want you to come home. Go listen to your wife's orders, why don't you? Tell me, didn't you have the guts to ask her why she left the house?
Sure thing, sure thing. I'll invite them over.
Thank you.
Okay, okay. Goodbye, goodbye. Sorry about that. I'll see you later.
No worries.
Goodbye.
Dear.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
I'll see you later.
Pune, the telephone. It might be Abbas.
I just spoke to him. He always calls me on my cell phone. Answer the phone for a minute. Hey, excuse me, Mehdi. Has something happened?
No, nothing's happened.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Did you have a fight?
Of course not. I just got a bit worried because she wasn't answering her phone, that's all. Don't tell Mom anything. I should get going. Goodbye, Mom.
Take
Goodbye.
Care, dear.
Oh, he left his helmet behind again. Hey, Mehdi, you forgot your helmet.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Where are you?
I wanted to go and see my doctor, but I felt unwell on the way. I'm with Aunt Holman at the moment.
Where?
Your grandfather's house. I came here with Aunt Homer. Can you pick me up?
Why did you go there?
Your grandmother says hi. Come pick me up. I'll explain everything later.
He says I'm coming home. It's like I called him saying, and why aren't you coming home? Well, he's right. You don't need keys to get inside a 95 square meter apartment. You don't even need a lock. You know what? I'm unlucky. I was always so kind and loving towards your family. But you know, they always liked Susan more than they liked me. Susan won everyone's hearts without even trying. And this is how my son and daughter-in-law treat me now.
Don't be so hard on yourself, Akram. Hopefully they'll find their own place to live in.
You were home this morning. Did we say anything? Did we do anything wrong? She was just dying to leave.
That's what happens when we live in one house. You might say something, she might say something back, and you start a fight. And yet both sides deny saying anything, ever.
Shouldn't her mother say anything? Does she have to crumble to pieces if she opens her mouth?
Nothing's happened. Why should you crumble to pieces?
Nothing's happened. They both left and went to her mother's house. What's all the fuss about? Did I say anything? Did I do anything? All I said was, are you eating your lunch? Is that how I should be treated?
Well, just don't say anything. What's it to you? Let her eat whenever she wants. You didn't used to know what she ate or when she ate.
They're going to brainwash them, and then Mehdi's going to come and tell me off.
Who? They'll tell you off over my dead body.
Oh, don't say that.
Hey, we sold the workshop today. I'll go and tell Mehdi to go rent a place and take his wife there once the check is finally cleared. How is that?
Don't tell my baby that. It'll break his heart. He'll think that he came to us for help and we turned him away.
Sure. I'm going to bring you a nice cup of tea and tell you all about the person who bought the workshop from us.
Hello.
Hello. What are you looking for?
My passport.
It's in the top drawer. What do you want it for?
To get airplane tickets.
Where do you plan on going?
Dubai.
Have a cup of tea before you go.
Gotta go back to the office, got work to do.
Daddy, don't go!
Oh, hey there, sweetheart.
You've always got work when it comes to me.
Oh, yes, were you asleep?
Yes.
Hey, I'm glad you woke up so I could see you before going. Daddy's gotta go to work, sweetie, okay? Shyesta, come here and take
her. I poured you a cup of tea.
Aren't you going to take me to the park?
I'll take you later when I come back. Go be with Mommy now. Come, take this rascal. Come, take this rascal now.
Daddy, come play with me, please.
Now's not the time for it, sweetie. Daddy's got to go to work.
No!
Sweetie,
no.
You're like a leech. Daddy's got to go now. He'll buy a nice doll when he comes back tonight, okay?
Okay.
A nice doll.
Lollies
Who
and
was that?
Ice cream.
My son?
Where was he?
I recall he went bike riding with his friend.
What?
Chocolates.
All right, darling.
Hi,
Dad.
Don't
forget the ice cream,
what happened?
Please.
What happened? Make sure you don't leak. Hey, Shayesta, can you pack my things in the small suitcase? Don't put too many clothes in it.
When are you leaving?
Thursday.
How long will you be gone for?
1 or 2 days.
Will you be going alone?
Oh, come on. Stop bombarding me with questions. I always travel alone. Come on, you know that. Goodbye, then.
Goodbye.
Hey, Mom.
Yes?
I want to tell you something, but I'm too embarrassed to.
What is it? Don't tell me someone's proposed.
He's been planning on coming over to our house with his parents for a while now. Will you tell Dad about it?
No, your dad'll get upset. Finish your studies first.
Well, we're not going to get married now. What I mean is, we just want to get engaged for now.
You want to get engaged? So who's this guy? Where did you meet him?
Well, I met him at university. Will you tell Dad about it?
No. Your dad's always told you only to think about your studies while you're at university.
Come on, Mom, please don't be like that. They're going to come and talk and bring a ring and we'll leave the wedding for after graduation then.
Don't even think about it.
Come on, Mom, please.
Yes, I'm here.
Your dad's against extended engagement periods, don't you know that?
Yes, I'm here.
Just tell him, Mom. I'm going to go now. Please, darling.
Hello, darling.
Oh, hi. Sorry, my mind was somewhere else.
Hello, darling.
Hello. How are you doing, huh?
How come you're late?
I had work to do.
Hey, Mom. Please just tell him, okay? Just tell him. I love you.
Let's wait and see what happens.
Just tell him, please. You have to tell him.
Where's Dad?
He went to change his clothes. Please, will
Nazarene,
you tell him?
Give me a glass of water, please.
Yes.
Isn't dinner ready yet?
It is. We were waiting for you to come. Nazanin, give your dad some water.
Sure.
Daddy!
I said no, 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 no.
Come on, Daddy.
Don't dare.
How can you say no?
Hello?
Hello. Long time we didn't see you. Come in.
Thanks, Aunt Homer. But it's late. Could you tell Parasu to come, please?
Aren't you going to come in?
I better not. I haven't told Mom and Dad.
How are your parents?
They're fine. We're all good, thank you.
Hello. Aren't you going to come in?
Good night, Auntie. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you again for everything.
You're welcome, sweetie. I didn't do anything. Just make sure you bring me the results of your blood test tomorrow.
Okay. He left. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Did they leave?
Yes.
Why didn't he stay?
I don't know. I think he had work to do.
I wish he'd stayed. I really missed him so much.
Oh, Mum. Haven't you become used to it after all these years? It's a good thing Dad was asleep.
What difference does it make? He'll ask where they went off to when he wakes up.
Let's go inside.
Meddy? You should have gone inside for a minute. Your grandpa was asleep. He'll be upset if he wakes up and you're not there. Why did you come late?
I had to go leave my motorbike at the workshop. What's the meaning of all of this?
What are you talking about?
Why did you suddenly decide to go to my grandparents' house? Why?
I decided to go there.
Oh, come on. Why aren't you coming?
I felt sick out on the road, and a stranger had to take me to the hospital. Instead of asking about how I've been, you asking why I went there?
But why? Why did you go there? There are all these other hospitals in town. There are so many other clinics, and yet you decide to go to Aunt Homer's clinic. Don't you know that Mom and Dad aren't on good terms with them?
I do not care. I'll see whoever I want to see, okay?
That's it?
Yes, that's it.
Where did you get sick?
It's not important.
Look, Parastu, I already told you this on our wedding day. When someone decides to forget about his parents and his sister, there must be a reason for it. Mom and Dad must have a good reason for not seeing them. You had an argument with Mom and then you took off and came here. It looks as if you did it deliberately just to make Mom upset.
Yes, you're correct. Just finish it already.
Well, what would you think if you were in my place, huh? There are all these other doctors in town. Why didn't you go to see your own doctor? Why did you plan on creating trouble by seeing Aunt Homer?
I felt sick while I was on my way to the doctor's office. I went to the clinic with this lady, but it was closed. I haven't seen Aunt Homer ever since our wedding. How would I know she was working at that hospital? The lady told me to go there because her son worked there. I saw Aunt Homer by accident. I wasn't planning on causing trouble for anyone.
Parastu.
They're back. It's Mehdi. Hello, come in. Hello, dear.
Hi, Dad.
Hello, son. Is something wrong?
You know what it is, son. I think it's best if you go and live with your mother-in-law. There's no need to get angry, darling. We're not your wife's slave. You should have just stayed there. And then that way, we'd have had more room as well, my dear. We could have let Mehran and Menouche take your room. Don't look at me like that. Ask your father. Did we do anything wrong? Did we say anything wrong? Your wife stormed out of the house without saying a word.
Listen, Mom. She was feeling sick. She was on the way to the doctor. When she felt sick, some stranger took her to the hospital.
Well, why didn't she tell one of us to go with her then if she was feeling sick?
Why are you changing the subject now? You pick up the phone and you say whatever you want to and you don't even think about the other person's feeling on the other end of the phone?
Calm down, son.
How come she could walk all the way to her mother's house but she couldn't walk
back
here?
Yes, but she wasn't at her mother's house. She was at the hospital. I didn't want to say anything over the phone in front of her mother. I didn't want to worry her.
Is she feeling better now?
Yes, she is. Excuse me. Didn't they say why you felt sick?
Please turn the light off. I have a headache. I want to sleep.
Paris, do. Listen, don't you think I should know what happened to you?
I need to get the result of my blood test first. Aunt Homer can't determine anything until she sees the results.
I'll go to the hospital myself and get the results for you.
I want to go there so I can thank her. I will get it myself.
Listen to me. You shouldn't go. I'll get the results and then we'll go see your own doctor.
I want Aunt Homer to be my doctor. I want her to deliver my baby. I want to choose my own doctor. I've got the right to, don't I?
Manoush! Hello.
Hi, what are you doing here?
Where were you?
At Samane's house.
At this time?
Mehdi, I called Mom and told her. I was invited there for dinner. Were you waiting out here for me?
Why didn't you call us to come pick you up?
Well, the streets are busy, they're filled with people. And anyways, I caught a taxi.
Okay. Well, suit yourself.
Is Paris 2 home?
It's good to have you back. Well, now we're going to talk about some of the technical points of this game. And then we'll talk about our national team and see where this game's headed. Let's take a look at the first half and just give us your thoughts on what actually happened then.
As for the Spanish team, they've,
Hello.
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 Should a young girl be coming home this late?
Why didn't you tell Mehdi I was at Samane's house? Didn't I tell you I was invited there for dinner?
Dinner's at 8 or 9 at the latest. Look at your watch. It's past 11 p.m.
Don't you remember? I used to sleep over at her house.
She wasn't married then.
Well, that's why I came back home. Otherwise, I would have spent the night there.
Yes? Do you regret coming home? Well, go back then.
You know what? It's my business, and I didn't want to stay there.
Calm down. Your mother's right. Samane's not single anymore.
Wasn't her husband shocked to see you were there at this time of night?
No, he wasn't shocked. Not everyone's like you. Not everyone thinks like you.
Fine. Keep going there until they tell you to get out of their house then. See what happens.
Is someone in this room?
Come here, come here. The girl's asleep. Come here.
That's just great. We haven't even got a place to sleep in this house. We have to lie around on the floor like homeless people.
Well, too bad, my girl.
Akram.
She's talking nonsense, I tell you. She was always at Samane's house back when we used to live at our old place too. I wouldn't say anything because Samane wasn't married then, but now she's got a husband, and you know you need to show
some
respect.
Do you know what? I don't want to have any self-respect. I should have chosen an interstate university so I could get the hell out of here. That's what I should have done.
Don't change the subject, sweetie. Your mother's right. If you had left there earlier, you wouldn't be out on the streets at this time of night.
All right, then. Let's have a look at the text messages we've received. Most people think that Croatia will win this game. 17% of our viewers believe that it will be a draw, and the rest think that Brazil will win. Spain and Australia are ready for the next game. This one should be a one for the record books.
Hello?
Hello?
Did you bring your passport?
I did.
I spoke with Hassan Zadeh. He has reserved a spot for you on the plane tomorrow. But you'll need to go show him your passport today.
Aren't you going to come with me?
No. I'll come either on Wednesday or Thursday.
Well, why didn't you just buy the tickets together?
I couldn't. Someone might see us together at the airport and it'll spell trouble for me.
We can go with a tour. No one will suspect anything that way.
Stop talking nonsense. I'm not in the mood, Zahar.
You're not in the mood for what? If we go with a tour and don't talk to each other at the airport, no one will notice anything.
Like last time, yeah?
Which time?
You can't do it. You'll just make it worse. You went back and forth so much last time that everyone was surprised. They were like, why don't these two just stand next to each other if they've got so much to talk about?
Well, I promise not to talk to you this time.
I can't. I told Shayesta I'm leaving on Thursday.
Here we go. Shayesta again. Listen, I can't take this anymore. I really can't, you know. You can go by yourself.
Okay, fine. I'll call the travel agent again. If he's got a spot available on your flight, I'll go with you. If not, I will just come later.
I'm not going anywhere without you. If you want to go, we have to go together.
خوشبختی یا بستی یا رفتی من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی یا رفتی